الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In our present and conditions with this virus and all the regulations which are there, but we should still be making very sincerely dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala keeps us safe for the month of Ramadan. That is, it should be the highlight of our year, and we should be looking forward to the great month of Ramadan, the great spiritual benefits. It is like a wonderful dastarkhan that Allah has laid out for us, where you can find the best of foods, and these are the spiritual foods, and you can just enjoy them. So Allah keep us safe in our health, in our environment, the conditions, laws, regulations, everything, so that we can get the maximum benefit of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Our health must also stay good. And in fact, there is an indication, Allah give us life also till Ramadan. Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, when I take a morsel of food, I don't know it will reach my mouth or not. But for the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is making various du'as, oh Allah, let us reach this month of Ramadan. Because the amount of goodness that is in the month of Ramadan for a mu'min, we cannot imagine. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. And the whole environment and everything of Ramadan, make it also salamat, make it also peaceful, no problems, but afiyat. We get the month of Ramadan. We from our side also are safe, and we go nicely into the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan also, there are no fights, no arguments, no arguments about the sighting of the moon, about anything else, sometimes about the hafiz that he hasn't got a beard, his beard is not right, or whatever else, that everything goes smooth according to how Allah wants, according to Shariat. Allah makes everything go like that. And then when we reach the month of Ramadan, Allah make it that we take the maximum benefit of it. And after making the maximum benefit, that it stays with us also. Not just that we made it, to make money is not such a big thing, but to look after that money after that we don't use it wrongly, it doesn't get stolen, it doesn't lose its value, that it stays safe with us, that is the big thing. To become a hafiz is very, very great and meritorious, but to remain a hafiz until maut, that we remember our Quran Sharif, everything else also. To make it actually is not so difficult, but to maintain it afterwards. To build a house, it is a thing, but afterwards to maintain it continuously, whatever. So the month of Ramadan, what inshallah, we remain safe, the month remains safe for us, and then to maintain and keep what we have acquired. We are taught that man jaa bil hasanati, a person who comes with good deeds, not a person, man amila hasan, who did a good deed. Just to do a good deed is not sufficient. But after that, to protect it and to make sure that when we die, it goes with us also. That we don't leave it. We might have made 10, 20, 50 hajj in our lifetime. But if we left it behind, then it is nothing. So Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Ustaz, said when he was praised about the amount of hafizas he made, he says, we will find out in the qabr how many hafizas we made. That is, how many are accepted there. If it is there, then it is everything. And if it is not there, then it is nothing whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala make this month of Ramadan, we prepare our du'as also, our enthusiasm, we build it up, our passion for the month of Ramadan, looking forward to it, getting ready. And for that, rozas now in the month of Shaaban, etc., preparing ourselves with our namazes, getting our ibadat in order, huququllah, all our qaza, umri, etc., and our hukukul ibad with fellow people also, we sort out our matters, that we can go in the month of Ramadan clear and clean and get the maximum and full benefit of the month of Ramadan, and then to look after it again. A person who makes a business, and then when he writes up his books, his credit balance brought forward, and then credit balance carried forward. So it must be carried forward, it mustn't get left behind. When we start the new year, there must be a credit balance, and we're building all the time on that, and we are investing it in Jannat all the time. All the beautiful ni'mats of Jannat and the greatest Ridha Ilahi, the pleasure of Allah. All what we are earning, we're investing it. Person makes money, he doesn't just store the money, then he buys properties, he does other investments, he's building himself up all the time. For a mu'min, that we build ourselves in the properties of Jannat, and we build ourselves in the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us towards this. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا